dated back to 1892 and were really the only collection, I believe, of programs in the city, because they had been gathered together by Mrs. George Wilson originally, and she was the director of the Carnegie Music Hall in the early days. And from then on, when we started going to concerts, of course, this was Bill's own collection of all the orchestra, any recitals, chamber music, any sort of concert that was held in Pittsburgh, he had in this collection, and as I say, it was given to Carnegie Museum, Carnegie Library for their collection. Many of the conductors used to come here for dinner, or we would entertain them after the concerts, and we always had a very pleasant relationship with them and with the musicians in the orchestra.
One that was killed.
Willie Capel, who was not the conductor, he played piano, stayed at our home during the time that he was here playing with the orchestra. Norman Del Joyo had stayed with us, and several other of the musicians spent time with us in our home. I also was very much interested in the symphony and have always worked on all of their campaigns, in addition to being an original member of the Women's Association board. I ran the maintenance fund campaign in 1954, and I'm still working this year, 1974. So I'm still very active with the symphony.
Eleanor, we didn't ask you very much about your younger years here, the difference between the way it was. Would you tell us about some of the things your high school youngsters used to do?
Well, in my day, we had taffy pulls. We went ice skating at Duquesne Gardens and then to the Shenley Hotel to dance and have something to eat. And we went to tea dances, which I doubt if anyone remembers in this day and age. We went to movies in East Liberty and then to Reamer's for an ice cream soda. Or if we were downtown and went to a movie, we probably went to Hyler's or Fischl's. And this is something that nobody does anymore these days. We went to dances at the Concordia Club, and we took part in the Concordia Frolics, which they used to have almost every year. Bill used to play the piano, and I danced, and there were always little skits, as I'm sure a lot of people will remember. We went to Road of Sholem Dancing School and to the gymnasium at Road of Sholem. Also to Road of Sholem Swimming Pool, which is long since gone. I went all through Sunday school at Road of Sholem. I was confirmed in 1914. And been active in the sisterhood for many years. I'm even an honorary director, member. For a couple of years I was a vice president of the sisterhood. So I'm still maintaining my interest there. I was chairman of the worship committee for several years at the temple and was on the temple board for 8 years. I belonged to the council, Jewish women, for many years. I think it was Mrs. Enoch Rao who first got me interested in council, and it was when she was president that I was first a member of the board. And during Mrs. Edwin Zugsinger's administration, I was the corresponding secretary. I think I was on the board until after Minnie Sussman's presidency. And what happened after that? You can't have too many interests, I guess, and keep up with all of them.
Mrs. Lakesmith was brilliant.
Well, her Mrs. Zugsmith's husband, much later, was married to my husband's mother. I was active in Community Fund along with Marion Cabot. I think we canvassed Squirrel Hill one year, and we headed that campaign. And I've worked on community, I did work on Community Fund for many, many years. I was president of Whiteman PTA when my son was in school there, and have always been active in Red Cross. I've helped on their campaigns, done active work in Red Cross in production and at the blood bank. And I've been a member of the Red Cross unit at Temple since its inception, and that was in 1917 during World War I. And this unit, I think, is the only one that is still active and has been through all these years, except for the main production unit, which is down in the Red Cross headquarters. But I think we're the only outlying unit that has kept going through all these years. I've been active in the Pittsburgh Concert Society, which my husband was very active. He was treasurer, he was president for many years, and then a few years ago, before he died, he was made honorary president. And I've been on that board for about 20 years, and that is still a very active organization. Oh, yes, I'm still very active in the Pittsburgh Symphony Board. As a matter of fact, we had a meeting yesterday. And I work on their maintenance campaign every year and their season ticket campaign.
How about those early doctors when you were young? You never mentioned medical.
Well, my association with doctors has always been very pleasant. There haven't been, fortunately, too many of them. My first recollection was of Dr. Harold Miller, who was, when we came to Pittsburgh, a general practitioner. He later went into obstetrics. But I can remember very distinctly that he and his wife were very fond of children, and they had none. So they used to borrow me every once in a while and take me off to their home or on a ride with them in the car. And one day they came by and said that he was going to Carnegie. Could I go along? I think I was about 5 or 6 at the time. So I went with them, and lo and behold, they took the car on to the incline. Car and all, you didn't park your car at the bottom the way you do now. The car was put on the incline, and up the hill we went. I was frightened out of my wits and screamed, I think, from the time we started until we reached the top. And I'm sure if they could have thrown me overboard, they would have been happy to do so. But he was our doctor for many, many years, and he delivered my son in 1928. And at McGee Hospital. And after he gave up general practice and went into obstetrics, we had Dr. Edwin Zugsmith as our doctor, and then when Bill and I were married, we had Werner Kallman, with whom Bill had grown up and gone all through school. And Dr. Everhart was the pediatrician that we had for our son. Our son, William Dreyfus Benswanger, was born in 1928. He went to Whiteman School and to the Arnold School for 1 year. Then he went to Taylor Alderdice and from Taylor Alderdice to Carnegie Tech, which is now Carnegie Mellon. He also was musical. He played in the Taylor Alderdice Orchestra. He played in the Carnegie... He played timpani, and he played saxophone. And he also played in the Carnegie Tech Orchestra and in the Carnegie Tech Concert Band. He graduated with a degree in music. And... Yeah. He was also, as a youngster, quite a baseball enthusiast, and we used to take him out of school every spring from the time that he was in grade school until he went into high school. Every spring, we made the trip out to the West Coast with the ball club. And of course, he and his dad both put on uniforms and worked out with the team, and they had a wonderful time together. Oh, our neighborhood has changed. As a matter of fact, someone asked me the other day how many families were still living on this particular block where we live, and I can think of only three. Of course, it's 43 years is a long time, and the older people have sold their homes, moved to apartments, and younger people with small children have taken over, and of small children, we have many in the neighborhood. I have two grandchildren. I have a grandson, Jim, who is a sophomore at Washington University in St. Louis. He's studying to be an architect. And I have a granddaughter, Lynn, who is a senior at Vassar. I had a very touching experience this summer when my daughter-in-law Ellen and I were up at Tanglewood for the music festival. The first night I discovered the name of a musician, George Humphrey, who had formerly, many years ago, been in Pittsburgh. So we went backstage and I was introduced to him, and he remembered me immediately and remembered his days in Pittsburgh, and then he confided to me that he has been with a Boston Symphony for 40 years. So I was really very flattered that he would remember the experiences that he had when he lived in Pittsburgh. And speaking of remembrance, I was confirmed by Dr. J. Leonard Levy, whom I adored. I was married by my very dear friend Dr. Samuel Goldenson, and I had always hoped that I would be buried by Dr. Freehoff, but I'm afraid I have lived too long, because he has retired. So on that note, I just want to say how very happy I was to do this tape and to be a part of this book.